שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חיבור.
Hello, we're in a lesson about the connection of the world and the last generation. We're going to read chosen excerpts, continuing with excerpt number 13, the connection of the world and the last generation.
What can I say? We are in the last generation. Let's learn about ourselves. What we have to be, how we have to be, and what we have to yearn for, what we have to achieve. It's about us. Let's go.
Excerpt number 13 by Baal HaSulam. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both with the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worthy in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Again,
excerpt number 13 by Baal HaSulam. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public, and vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worthy in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, what does it mean that you measure each one according to the measure he gives service to the public in general?
We can't measure it. That's our problem. It's only to the extent that we are in spirituality, will we be able to measure it. This is why in our world, we don't know the value of each person. People evaluate themselves by how much they stole from everyone and achieved with their ego, but with their desire to bestow, we can't measure it. We have no tools for it. Even if afterwards they donate some of the amount that they stole, that's not regarded as a contribution to the collective. This is why only in spirituality can we see these things. But Baal HaSulam gives you the conditions here, that it doesn't matter if we measure it or not, don't measure it, understand it or don't understand it, but our value with respect to the general nature, which is called the Creator, nature checks us and weighs us and allots every person his own future. Accordingly.
So we measure according to how much it serves the public in general. In a different place, it says it's according to the exertion. Is that the same?
Yeah. Well, serving the collective, that's obvious. But how can you measure the service to the public? According to one's labor, to one's effort. In other words, without having the same spiritual kli, spiritual vessel, you can't know about a person. A person may have contributed only a little bit, but because he was so far from the center of the kli, from everyone, his contribution will be very real, very real. And it's not about how much one gives. If one gives 10 million and another one gives 10 cents, it's not any measurement to what each of them gave. It's always with respect to the ratio between them and their place in the general soul. One may be very external. He gives maybe a few pennies with his labor to the common kli, but it's very meaningful. It's very substantial for the correction of the entire kli. PT 19.
Look, he says that the individual, the one who benefits takes part in the benefit, and one who harms takes part in the harm. What is he trying to tell me?
I'll tell you what he's trying to say. We must always weigh everything with respect to the entire clique, entire collective, not with respect to the individual or some part, but with respect to the general kli, general vessel. How is it rewarded through each one's personal work?
Yes, but we see today that it's not, that nothing good comes out of it.
Today, we can't see anything because no one in the world contributes anything to the common kli.
Exactly. So how do you invert that?
Through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
And everything turns upside down.
Yes.
I
have this question. If we can't measure the service to the public, so what does it mean that now we want to organize the public correctly?
This is why he is telling us how we should arrange these things. And after we arrange them, organize them, and somehow begin to work correctly, we begin to feel the general kli, and then the contribution of each one to the common kli. But otherwise we can't.
And until then, what should we say? How can we measure or judge our exertion or someone else's exertion if we can't? So what should we do?
Until then, it is called he who faults in his own faults, in his own defect. How can I see your contribution to the common kli? The common kli, common soul. You are certainly a part of it, that's for sure. But how can I measure your contribution for the general correction of the soul? What is your part in Adam HaRishon? Let's say you are one cell in Adam HaRishon. Where does that cell come from? The hand, the leg, the back, the chest, the head? I don't know. I can't say it. And also, how much do you contribute? I can't say it. How important is your contribution to the correction of the entire body of Adam HaRishon? I don't know. I can't know anything. I only try to judge everyone favorably in a merciful way, and to try to support each one and everyone together toward the general correction. And I understand the general correction as a general connection, not more than that.
With mercy, what does it mean? It means that they serve the public 100%.
As much as each one can. Yes.
And how I can also cannot measure my own actions, so how can I do it?
You can't. Moreover, you may be in a descent right now, but that descent is so meaningful, more than all the ascents. You don't even know that. This is why in every situation you have to go with faith above reason. That's the way it is. There are no more questions. Fine, let's continue.
So when we come with this principle, how is that expressed with respect to the general public when we try to explain these laws?
What's the problem in the explanation here? What's difficult to explain?
The problem is to the amount he serves the public. We can't say.
We have to warm each one and awaken each one to contribute to the connection of society so that everyone will be mutually supportive. But we can't measure these things. Without entering the system and knowing it to some level, how can you say about each one how much it contributes to the general system? You need to have a very high degree for that.
Can I ask a practical question? When we come to build the groups and to work with groups, one of the causes of the central conflicts is these calculations. Who served the general public? Did everyone do their best? What can we explain if we're blind?
I have to see myself as the smallest, as Rabash writes. That's it. And I don't calculate. I'm greater, I'm like this, I'm like that, I have a special soul, I'm a bigger rigorist, so it's much more difficult for me to perform an act of bestowal. And if I contribute $1, it is much more than if you contribute or donate $100,000. I can calm myself down this way. But I really can't. We can't judge every person. So whatever a person does with respect to himself, that's how he advances. Meaning what? I have to reach 100% realization of my will to receive, working in order to bestow, and not look at others.
That's clear, but why must I be the smallest as a result of this law? How is it that I'm the smallest?
The way Rabash writes, that in this way I can receive from everyone's strength. I can envy each one. I can envy how much they bestow. So I gain both lack and the strength. And that's how I advance. From, and with respect to the desire to bestow, to have a good desire to bestow, I have to feel the smallest.
You mentioned that he who judges does it according to his own flaws. How can you realistically explain that?
Because if I'm in the will to receive, I always, to begin with, even without looking at anything or calculating, I immediately want to disqualify everyone, to cancel everyone. My ego is built this way. I have no doubt about this. That my ego is built in such a way that I look at everyone and disrespect everyone. And that's my work. That's where I begin.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, how to connect properly to feel part of the general kli?
Diminish yourself as much as you can. Just lower your head, bow your head as much as you can before them. Niv.
14, Bala Sulam. In our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy and peaceful conduct in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
I hope that maybe once the United Nations will be speaking about it and knowing about it, and we'll think about it and we'll want to implement it. For now, it's still far, but it's not that far, because now we are going to experience general blows that the whole planet will experience, both in terms of the pandemic, climate, the ground beneath us that is burning and we'll soon see it exploding, ready to swallow us. And from above, we will see things. In short, from every direction, we will discover that we're all dependent on the good connections between us and the good the correct relationships between us. This is what we, first of all, have to feel. And then it will be no problem, no problem. Because 1 millimeter of nearing between us chases away all the external harm doers. We just have to know that it depends on it. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, thank you for letting me ask again. What did you mean when you just said that the UN will also talk about it and think about it? Think about what?
That all of humanity will discover that its good future depends on the connection among everyone. PT
29. From this in this excerpt, he said that we cannot make the right conducts in one country. What does Sulam talk about? What are these right conducts?
He wants to say that you won't be able to distinguish, isolate countries in order to create in each country good and correct orders. China, America, Africa with its countries, Russia, Israel, Europe. You can't build walls around each country and build within each country a good life. And also, you won't be able to do it by controlling other countries. Only by building between the countries conditions, balanced, mutual relationships that come nearer and nearer to mutual benefiting. We will have to learn it in the next phase, in the phase that we are now approaching. We're thinking America is falling, Russia is gone already, China is rising, and who knows what's happening with everyone. There are already some connections between other countries, etc. It is all only the way it seems to us. The world will have to recognize that you cannot build anything good in any country, as is happening in America, which now gave us an example. It'll be likewise in Europe. It won't be able to happen there, as we will soon discover in the European continent with respect to other continents. And so we will see that peace in the world depends on the well-being of each and every person and a peaceful connection among everyone. But we are already in this direction. This is why from day to day, those who go along with it will benefit. Those who try, who want to engage to insist on their individualism will lose. Balchia 1.
Дорогий Рав, хоча ми це робимо, пробуємо, все-таки, як ми можемо...
Рав, even though we already do it, or trying to do it, still, how can we aid those groups, those tens, in countries where their state is difficult?
How can we help our groups that live in countries where the economic maybe political, maybe security situation is not good. We have to see what we can do. Maybe we will be able to do something, but let's start thinking in that direction. First of all, you need to organize some sort of a group that will take care of it. Not a group from our groups, but some mechanism that will know in what countries there are groups that have to be under confinement, under great pressures, and how we can help them and with what. Perhaps there are situations where we can help them with money, maybe there are situations where we can help them with medicines, maybe there are situations where we can even pull people out of there from one country to another. Let's start feeling it, discussing it. If they are friends who are truly in our group, so we can maybe use some of our strength and help them.
Rav, we had this fund, Help Chaver, when we went to Congress. Maybe on the basis of this fund, it also sounds nice. In the new conditions, maybe we can change a bit that...
I agree with you 100%. Please check with regard to this fund, and we can strengthen it and continue to collect donations and increase it until we can really act and help friends who are in distress. Yes, perhaps. I'm totally in favor of it. So, check it and organize it and try to revive these things. Florida.
Нужно ли нам вообще следить за политическим состоянием в мире?
Should we follow the political state in the world in general?
No, we don't need to follow all the political changes in the world or the economic ones or nothing. We don't care about that. It'll unfold to the extent that we try to achieve correction. This is what will happen. But we, the general picture still has to be clear to us because we disseminate and we live in the world. So a few minutes a day, each one should be connected to the news. It is questionable whether there's any truth to them, but somehow, and that's how we should advance. But really what's important for us is a connection between us and disseminating outwards. Disseminating outwards is becoming more and more important with each day. Kyiv 1.
Доброе утро, Раф. Как относиться к тому, что...
Good morning, Raf. How to relate to this message of unity that Baal Sulam is talking about? Is like It's been used by the biggest cons in the world, the biggest destroyers. It was the same messages.
It's always been like that in the world, that all the most beautiful principles and most beautiful words were taken by people who were dirty, proud, and liars. And they use them in order to mislead people and confuse them. We see especially in the presidential election, especially. But we still have to go with what is ours. What can we do? We needn't criticize those liars who are using it in this way for their own benefit. We need to continue on our path, not connect to any other false form in the world. No. PT 25.
Yes, Rav, you said that the world is heading towards a revelation, and only by good connections between countries can we succeed. The question is, do you see this first happening between the leaders, this understanding, or first the public?
No, I think that as usual, the world will feel descents, falls, blows, and then maybe it will understand more and more together with our dissemination. Dissemination not only in corporeality, but also in spirituality, so that each one will get an internal understanding that the world depends on connection, that advancement is dependent on connection. I think I see Coast there with his fist. He's telling me I have to stop talking.
Yeah.
All right, I agree.
Hello. Well, it's very nice to see you all. Dear friends, World Kli, it was an amazing lesson. Thank you very much, Raf. But we have an announcement right now. This evening, the Global Yeshivat Chavarim will be dedicated to our preparation for the coming Congress. So that's very important. And it will be hosted by the German and the Holland friends. So you're all welcome to help us. So we need your help. So what we're going to do, we have two assignments. And the first assignment will be every 10 of the World Kli will find a partner 10, so a brother 10. So we will be together. We will be together with another 10 during the Yeshivat Chavarim, and we will do this before we come to the Yeshivat Chavarim. So we prepare ourselves. Okay. Now the next assignment will be given by Edin. Edin, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Kurs. Yeah, we prepared a lot of good things. Very strong speakers, and of course we need a strong focus group, and I would like to ask,
we have prepared many things.
Shidua to put Moscow 7 on a screen. We would like to ask them to be the focus group tonight. Maybe Dennis and the friends. Shidua, maybe put them on a screen. Good. Good. Now we have the focus group, we have the speakers, we have everything, and friends, come together all tonight. We will have the beautiful Yeshivat Havarim. Okay, Shai, please continue.
And before that, we also have today's schedule. At 10:30, we'll connect to the writers meeting with Rav until 11:30. Then Rav will continue with a conversation with Arkady Duchin until 12. And as we heard, the world, Yeshivat Chavarim, 6:45 till 7:30, we're mingling between the tens. Let's continue with the song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן,
זה הזמן לאהבה.
כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום.
הנה בא יונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרקד שלום.